bundle these. Unless there's any objection, you can just give us your presentations, and then if someone wants to accept one out, we will, but I think we can move them as a package.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, the first endorsement, actually got out of order here, is the McClay Ranch. This is a endorsement for an easement in Region 2 in the Bitterroot Valley. What we're doing is seeking endorsement to pursue an 832-acre conservation easement on the McClay Ranch, which is located about 1.5 miles south of Lolo in Missoula County. This parcel provides a really important corridor that connects important public and private lands and basically forms this corridor across the rapidly growing Bitterroot Valley. The lands protected by the easement adjoin a school trust parcel and Bitterroot National Forest lands on one side. And if you've looked on the maps, particularly the map on page 3 of the proposal, you can really get a feel for the strategic value of that parcel. The proximity of the public lands that it adjoins, and then all the development on either side of it. It really highlights the increasingly scarce places in that valley where wildlife can cross. So this is not only an important piece of property for habitat and the habitat values, but also for maintaining that corridor across the valley. The land itself provides important habitat as deer, elk, winter range. It's a habitat for bears, as well as a variety of forest birds and wildlife. Only about 15% of it is developed ag land, and the rest is forest or grassland. Before I forget, I just wanna give a shout out to Five Valleys Land Trust. They've helped facilitate the preparation and assembly of this proposal, and are willing to help if we need it on carrying it through. So with that, we would be seeking your endorsement to initiate further analysis, due diligence, and public review. Any comments on that one?
Okay. Nope, move on.
Okay, next one is the Box Elder Conservation Easement. This is in Region 6. We're seeking endorsement to pursue an easement on about a 7,000 acre parcel known as the Box Elder Creek Ranch. The location is about 18 miles southeast of Chinook in Blaine County. In addition to the 7,000 deeded acres, the ranch contains 1,120 acres of leased school trust lands, making the total project size about 8,120 contiguous acres. About 6,000 of the deeded acres, or about 86%, is native habitat, including mixed grass prairie, shrub grassland, riparian, and wetland habitat. It includes 13 miles of Box Elder Creek and associated tributaries, and a portion of it also contains important shallow depression wetlands, which have a really high value for nesting waterfowl. Only about 500 acres of the total ranch are tilled. An easement on the ranch will help conserve those important habitats, including protection of the native vegetation from further ag conversion to tilled cropland. The easement, again, would be negotiated, but we look to, you know, the traditional types of things, protection against subdivision splits, sod busting, things like that. So again, we'd be seeking your endorsement to begin negotiations on this and doing our due diligence. Any questions on that one? Okay. And then the third endorsement is for acquisition, so fee title acquisition purchase of a 155-acre addition to the existing 200-acre Amelia Island Wildlife Management Area located in Region 7 along the Yellowstone River about a mile north of Hysham. The primary value with this one for us is conservation of the riparian and river corridor habitat along the lower Yellowstone there, and then associated recreational opportunities. Right now, the parcel contains about 115 acres of irrigated cropland and associated water rights. It's anticipated that summer, all of these acres would be integrated into an existing Amelia Island Wildlife Management Area Management Plan, whereby a sharecrop arrangement with our neighboring farmer would be developed. And with that agreement, a portion of a crop grown would be set aside for wildlife at the direction of the department. And we'd also be looking to enhance the riparian habitat, you know, when and where that's possible. So with that one, we are also seeking endorsement to pursue acquisition and complete the required due diligence analysis and public process. So those are the three endorsements that we're seeking your approval on.
Thank you. If there's no objection to passing those together, I'd take a motion on all three.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that the commission endorse proposed Amelia Island WMA addition, the Box Elder Creek CE, and the McClay Ranch CE, allowing FWP to further conduct due diligence analysis and public review.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. You got a motion and a second. I'm going to turn it over, see if there, any public comment. Again, it's on two conservation easements and then a fee purchase to addition on our WMA.
Commissioners, again, this is Nick Jivak. Just keep this brief, but another great round of projects, you know, down in the Bitterroot, 800 acres is nothing to scoff at. We look at some of these bigger land deals, and but that's a significant chunk in that area. And Amelia Island, I've hunted in that on that property. It's great, and it's good to see a project up in Commissioner Stuker's area too. So they all three look excellent for opportunity and habitat conservation. Thanks.
Thank you, Nick. Further public comment? Questions or comments from the commission?
Chair Coleman, we do have one other person that just raised their hand.
Oh. Public. Okay, 690, go ahead. Having trouble unmuting 690. Might be the participant needs to unmute on their end.
I'm not getting a response off of that particular caller.
Shoot. Okay. Well, we'll move along here. Any questions or comments from the commission before the vote? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Briefly, Ken, before we move on, we just did those endorsements. I did get an email on the scoping for the Snowy Mountain WMA. It's my understanding that scoping is now concluded, or is there still more scoping to be done?
Mr. Chairman, my understanding is the scoping has been done and comments have been put together, and you know, we're working on figuring out how to address those comments, but that's just the beginning of a process.
Because what I saw was pretty favorable, which, you know, is exciting, you know, and the participation of the county commissioners and the way you know, folks from Region 5 and then with assistance from Region 4 have done a really good job of communicating with the folks in that area, which I just greatly appreciate. Do you need anything further from us for endorsement of that or any measure of endorsement for if there's any opportunity for expansion?
Mr. Chairman, we're looking at, you know, potential for another piece adjacent to that one, potentially for acquisition. We're still reviewing that internally, and if the decision is made, we would bring that to you for an endorsement probably at your next meeting in December.
Okay. Appreciate that update. I just encourage us to keep an eye on that. I think Rich and I kind of did already comment the last meeting about, you know, us being fully in favor of any sort of this project and any extra opportunity that we had. It just seems that it would, when we have this sort of consensus in an area like that, I hate to not keep moving forward.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick comment. As I mentioned earlier, I went to a grazing meeting and did a report in Lewistown, and I did bring this project up, and I've heard no negative comments from the grazing districts or anybody that was in attending that meeting. So I took that as a very positive sign.
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, my understanding from Region 5 staff is the scoping was really favorable as well. There seems to be a lot of support kind of across the board for that project or expansion of that project.
Yeah, well, great. Let's move forward then to Mount Jumbo Forestry Project Final in Region 2.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, if I may, we skipped ahead of one between those finals and those endorsements, which is the Wood Ranch.
Oh, yeah, I messed that up. I apologize.
Yep, no, I messed that one up too. So